We're live.
Are we live?
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Good evening. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I am excited about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And how the Lord has blessed us and kept us. I am super excited about Sunday because we're going to be all back together, and you're just going to have to forego my afro for Sunday. I'm still going to have it because the barber shop isn't quite open till next week, but the week after, I'll have my hair under control, and all things will be good, and God is good. Amen? So we are just going to enter into a time and a good time tonight of just worshiping God and letting Him just let His presence just flood us and strengthen us. I thank God that we are people that do not live this life by ourselves. I thank God that we have had the experience of Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior, and it's an absolute blessing to us, and we just want the goodness of God to flow tonight. So let's praise Him, let's worship Him, and let's just enter into what God has for us.
Amen.
Ooh.
Holy Spirit, take my hand now, lead me out in the living waters. You're the wellspring, you're stirring, you're the life for your sons and daughters. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising within me. Bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, come and give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. Eyes are open. Within me, bless the Lord now, sing it out loud, lift your hands, give the Lord His glory. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. There is freedom in the water. There is healing in the water. Calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, because your love keeps going deeper, deeper still. You're calling me deeper, deeper still. So I'm going deeper, deeper still into your love, into your love. Thank you. so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so good.
Couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. I couldn't. praise you and pour out grace. You brought me out of darkness, you and filled me with peace. Giver, mercy, my help in time of need. Lord, I can't help but sing.
Faithful.
the Lord is good. Amen.
All the time.
Woo, we can rest in his promises. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah, hallujah.
Oh, yes,
our
Jesus.
God is a great God. Amen.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Praise God.
Oh, come
hallelujah.
On.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Amen. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Praise
worthy
the Lord.
You are
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your
we can feel the presence
yes
of the Lord. Amen.
Woo.
Yes, he is faithful. Amen.
Woo.
That's kind of the whole theme of our night tonight is staying the course
come
with
on
our God because he's faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
He has great plans for us. Amen.
Amen. Look at David. David found out he was faithful. David
amen
had to sit in that lion's den, though. He didn't get delivered from not having to go to the lion's
amen
den. Keep that in mind. But he did get delivered out of it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Safe, unharmed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't get delivered from not going into the fiery furnace. They went in, but Jesus was with them, and they came
amen
out.
Amen.
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 Listen, there's trials and temptations and
hallelujah
fires that
amen
we're coming up against that we don't
amen
get to not go through.
Amen.
Through, I said. Not sitting down, not staying
amen
there.
Amen.
But go through that God's not going to deliver us out of them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You need to keep.
Praise
somebody
God
needs to
hallelujah
hear that tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, you're coming through.
Hallelujah.
He's bringing you through.
Amen. Amen.
And you're not going to smell like smoke. You're
hallelujah
not going to have a bite
whoa
mark on
praise
you
God.
You're
hallelujah
coming through. Not one bit amen of saliva was found on that man.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo!
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on, Jesus.
Jesus is good.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm excited. We get to be together
yes
on Sunday.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's exciting stuff.
Amen.
Hey, we can't wait to be together on Sunday. Amen.
Yes, there are some guidelines we have to abide by. But you know what? If I have to abide by some guidelines to get your faces back in here,
amen,
we're going to abide by some guidelines.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo-hoo!
Amen. Yeah, we released a little video earlier today just letting you know that we are going to be following the social distance guidelines put out by the CDC and by our state representatives and the requirements that we have to create
amen
a safe and a place for you to be with us together.
Amen.
So we are going to have some of those things. And when
yes
you come in, there will be a little direction in the church for seating
yep
and all that kind of stuff. One thing that's going to be important is when you come
yes
to that foyer, you're going to have to move through that area and find your seat.
Yes.
So we're trying to keep areas from being congested and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Just to be safe as they say we are. Now,
yeah,
you understand that in the middle of this, we are believing that God's presence is the greatest protection power we have. Amen.
Yes.
We believe that
woo
even though we're going to be fumigating the sanctuary and
yes
doing all
are
that, we know that the greatest sterilization and goodness of what's going to keep us safe and healthy and protect us is the very presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're
going
to be diligent
is a good
to follow
God
the rules.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And they're
yes
going to be posted out on Facebook. If they aren't already, there's yeah going to be a sheet of the guidelines are going to be posted out there. They might be already, but I haven't gone out and looked.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they will be after service. We'll go out there and make sure they get on there. We're just excited, people.
Yes.
Listen,
and I
we're just excited. We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready to see your face, even if it's yeah just your eyeballs for now.
Amen.
We're ready. We're
praise
ready.
God.
We're ready.
Hallelujah.
We're ready to hear your
amen
voice shout hallelujah.
Amen.
We're
amen
ready to hear your voice say amen.
Amen.
We're ready to hear you say hello.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
We've been reading hello on this thing, and that's fine. Listen, if you or if you're saying I'm just
right
not sure,
right,
if you've got some issues right with breathing and respiratory
yep
issues, and you just want to stay home and still live stream, listen, there is this
please
is a
so
no judgment
amen
zone on this stuff.
Amen.
You feel free to do so. And we are loving you and
mm-hmm
just supportive of you as much as if you were sitting in here.
Amen.
Listen,
absolutely
we understand. We yeah completely understand that. So you
mm-hmm
you have to do what you feel is
amen
best.
Amen.
Amen. And we're still going to live stream. We're going to still say hello to you. We still
praise
are
going
to have some people pulling up and reading and seeing if something's going on, if you guys are needing some prayer so that we can get that to pastor. Amen.
Amen.
But we're just excited.
Amen. Praise the name
I
of the Lord.
Be excited. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
I really don't think that I have anything. We are doing two services again so that we have the space to social distance.
And 10:30 so that we have space for everybody to spread out a little bit. Amen.
Amen.
And then remember that we are still waiting for Children's Church, this first opening. We are not having Children's Church open, so we're going to be together as families, and we're going to have to wait further down the road for those kinds of things. But we're just going to take things a step at a time by faith, and God is going to do what he does. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
praise
he
the
is.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm good.
Okay, are you good? Are you good? Praise the name of the Lord. Hey, I don't know where it went to, but I can't wave my envelope tonight. We cleaned my pulpit area off, and I guess someone used my envelope. But I want to remind you that you can give online. And what's exciting about that is that you can go right to the website, and it has right on there how to just give right there online. There's a way that you can text and give for all of you who are up to date on phone usage and doing all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, you can mail in your tithing and offering for right now. And then what's really exciting is on Sunday, you'll be able to give your offering, hallelujah, live and in person. Amen. So that's exciting stuff. But we are going to take a few minutes to just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, first of all, I thank you for so many testimonies of your faithfulness that has happened over this time, Father. Lord, even people that could not work and that had situations going on, God, it was amazing to hear, God, how you blessed them. People received checks in the mail. I know that there was people who received money for jobs that they, cleaning jobs and different things that they would normally do but were not able to do, but they still received pay for it, Father. Lord, you were just faithful. You just fill in so much, God. And Lord, we just declare your blessing upon your people, Lord. We thank you that you open up the windows of heaven. God, we thank you that you rebuke the devourer and you protect your people and that you bring provision into their life, God, in a supernatural way. And Lord, we just thank you for it and we declare your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, tonight I'm just going to be right basic and straightforward because it's in my heart that the Lord is just telling me to remind us all to stay the course. Amen. I want to just remind you tonight that the Lord is saying, stay the course. You know what? The Bible says that in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And I want you to know that as Christians, as believers, you have found the way that humanity was meant to live this life. Amen. I want you to know something, that I don't care what's out there. I don't care what the agnostic has to say. I don't care what the atheist has to say. I want you to know something. Even those people that don't believe in God, it is his grace and his mercy that gives you breath every day. Amen? I want you to know something, that there is no other way to live this life. I want you to know that those who have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and are living a faith-filled life, I want you to know that they're right. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to make a bold statement to tell you that if you're not living for the Lord, you're wrong. I want you to know that our Father in heaven created us and came up with the idea of mankind, and he breathed his breath into us, and we are here living this life because of God. And I want you to know something, that the most terrible, dreadful, sad situation that can ever happen is that someone lives their whole life and they die without ever receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because I want you to know something, that there is a plan, there's a purpose for you, and I want you to know that that plan and purpose is in God. Amen? And I want to speak to you tonight about the fact that don't ever give up on your faith. Amen? I want to just remind you that don't ever give up on your faith. I want you to know that there's something that the Lord says in the book of Luke chapter 9 at the very end of it. Jesus said this. He said unto a man, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And I want you to know something. Believers, if you're out there listening to me, I want you to know that Christianity is not something that we put on or try out. Christianity is not something that we attach to our life and carry around with us. I want you to understand something, that when we become saved, this is who we are. We are born again, brand new creatures. We are founded in our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. We are children of God, and we live for God all the time. Amen? And I want you to know something, that once you begin this journey of faith, don't ever hesitate, don't ever look back, and don't stop pursuing God. Amen? I want you to know something, that there are times, even as a Christian, that you are going to have challenges in this life. The Bible is clear. It says that on this earth you will have tribulation. Let me tell you something. There's going to be moments where you might get a little tired. There's going to be moments where you might get a little disappointed. There's going to be moments when tragedy strikes and hardship comes. And sometimes life is difficult and it's not always easy to deal with. But I want you to know something, that one thing that must happen even in the middle of difficulty and problems is that you stay the course. Amen? Amen? That we don't ever find ourselves looking back or taking our hands off the plow, so to speak. Once we have said we are Christians, I want you to know something, that you should be all in. Amen? Yes. There shouldn't be any weefling and waffling around. There shouldn't be any fence riding. There shouldn't be any, well, I'm going to say I'm a Christian, but I'm going to keep this secret at first, and I'm going to try it out, and I'm going to see, and I don't know, and I think there might be a God, but I'm not sure. I want you to know something. All of those places where we live in between will actually limit God's ability to work in your life. Listen, we are in a faith relationship with God, and it says faith that works by love. Amen? And when you are in a love relationship, whether it's with your spouse or your children or even a good friend that you have, when you love someone, you're all in with them. Amen? You are transparent. You're committed. You stay the course even when the road gets a little bumpy, even when there's a little disagreement or some things that you're not sure about. When it comes to true love, you stay in the race no matter what. Amen? And I want you to know something, that this should be your approach with our Father in heaven. Once you put your hand to the plow as a Christian, don't look back. Don't second guess yourself. And don't ever get into life where you choose to do things your own way. Amen? I want you to know something. Even under pressure, even under difficult situations, it is critical for us as people to make sure that we don't back up, amen? And to make sure that we don't let our foot off the gas, so to speak. I want to remind you that Jeremiah 29:11, it's a very popular scripture, and in that it says that the Lord says that he knows the thoughts he has for us and the expectation to give us a hope and a future. I want you to know something. From the beginning of the moment that God started his relationship with you, his goal is to bring your life to a place of blessing. Amen? Amen? I want you to know that God has a hope and a future for you. And what that means for you is that your tomorrow is blessed. Well, the economy, I'm not worried about the economy right now. I'm not even worried about Corona and all the things that it's brought on this earth. What I know is that our God is faithful, and he says that he will make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen? I want you to know something, that you are not on the world's economic system. Yes, we participate in the world's economic system, but I want you to know something, that there was a man by the name of Isaac, and it said that when he lived in a land that had a famine. And it says that Isaac sowed in the middle of a time of famine, and it says that he received 100-fold. I want you to know something, that one of the things that's a great benefit to us as believers is that even though we live in this world, we're not of this world. And if we are using our faith, and if we have really rested on God, and he is the God that's over our life, I want you to understand something, that what that means for you is that the provision of God will not run out. I want you to know, at the end of the world system, and even in difficult times, I want you to know that you can look to God, because the Bible says that the Lord has never forsaken his children and he has never had his seed begging for bread. Amen. I want you to know that God is faithful and God is with you. And I really believe that this is a word to the church tonight. This is a word that God has for us. I want to look in the Bible here, and I'm going to look in the book of Judges, and I'm just going to read something to you, because in Judges chapter 18, there was a group of God's people that, even though many of his people were blessed, there was a certain group that had not come into the promised land, had not come into their own moment, and they were seeking God, and they even went to God in prayer. And I tell you that there was a word that was given to them that said, go your way, because God is with you. Amen. And I want you to know something, that when God is with us, provisions are going to be on our side. Amen. When we make sure that we are living for God, God is going to put blessing in our life. God is going to make a way for our life, and God is never going to leave us or forsake us. Amen. And I just want to read to you a couple of scriptures here, because this was a word that was given to a people. And I want you to know that tonight, I believe the Lord is saying this to us as a church. It says that they said, arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is a very good. And are you still? Be not slothful to go and to enter to possess the land. When you go, you shall come into a people secure and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to speak to you just for a moment tonight on the fact that in this life, we're always going to have challenges. I want you to know something, that we're going to have relationship challenges. We're going to have work challenges. We're going to have provision challenges. But I want you to know that I don't ever want you to give up, quit, or even be slothful or be slow or be lazy or to be timid about going up and possessing things in this life. I want you to be bold about how you approach life. I want you to have a confidence about how you approach life, because our life is never something that we're doing on our own. Amen? I want you to know something, that this was God's will for his people, that they would possess land, that they would be people that were established. The Bible says in Romans that we're supposed to reign in this life. But I want you to know something, that from the beginning of the Bible all the way through, you're going to find that God's idea for people was that they would be blessed. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that above all, beloved, above all, I would that you would prosper and be in health. And I want you to know something. God's hand is upon your life. He's upon you and your spouse and your children and your household. And I want you to know something, that God has plans and purposes for you that he's going to help you accomplish. Amen. I want you to know something, that when the Bible says that God is for us, what can be against us? Amen. And I want you to know something, that means that you are supernaturally touched by God to be able to be successful in this thing called life. And I want you to know something, that the kingdom of darkness recognizes you. I want you to know that even way back when the people were first coming out of Egypt, you can read in Joshua chapter 2, that when they went to talk to Rahab, one of the things she said is that we have known since you guys crossed the sea, we have known that you were going to come and rule and you were going to possess. Amen. And I want you to know something right now. I just feel like sometimes God's people are hindered. Sometimes they have fear. Sometimes the attack of the enemy and the things that the devil tries to do to keep them low, it will come against them and it will fight against their confidence, fight against their courage, and it will try to stagnate us from dreaming and believing. But I want you to know something, that God wants you to understand that he always knew that challenge would be against you, that the world would come against you, Satan would come against you, that in this life we will have difficulty, but that's why he's with us. Amen? That's why he says that he will go before you, he will be your front guard, and he will be your rear guard, because God never expected you to handle the issues of life on your own. See, I want you to understand something, that whether you realize it or not, your life is supernatural. And the things that happen on a day-to-day basis are not meant for you to handle them on your own. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that our Lord says that he will give us our daily bread. Amen? And what that means is that God has provision in every day to help us in this life if we will just call upon the name of the Lord. Ask and it shall be given you. The Lord says, I stand at the door and knock. All he's wanting is a response from you to let him into your situation. And our Father in heaven is going to be faithful. Amen. Now, I want you to know that in this Bible, we were just reading this story and we were talking about them going out and physically possessing land. Amen. But I want you to understand something, that God will help you possess every area of life that you need help in. Amen? I want you to know something, that God does want to help you have a home, and he wants to help you have a place to live, and God wants to bring you into areas of responsibility. I want you to know something, that not just preaching the gospel, even though preaching the gospel is the primary thing we are supposed to do, giving your testimony, doing what you can to lead people to the Lord is your primary purpose on this earth. We want to win as many souls as we can while we're living this thing. But I want you to know something, that God calls us in the jobs, responsibilities. The Bible says that the Lord will release unto us witty inventions. I want you to know that when people come up with businesses, and when people come up with ideas, and when we came up with the airplane and different things like that, I don't want you to think that those things happen just because the wisdom of man. No, I want you to know something. The things that we have developed and the ways that we have produced and we get to create, I want you to know that there's a divine touch of God's hand on our life. And I want you to know that each and every one of us has purpose, has job assignments, has things that we are able to do that God has gifted us to do. And I want you to know that in each of these areas of your life, God will help you possess that area. Amen? I want you to know something, that God never meant for his people to live lives filled with fear, discouragement, depression, or intimidation at what's out in front of them. I want you to know something, that the Lord says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is what he has for believers. Amen? I just want you to know something, that it's our responsibility to stay the course. Amen? And I just feel like that's God's word for us tonight. Don't be under pressure. Don't be under pressure. And I will tell you that there are times when we're going through transitions. Amen? The job you have right now may be a transitional job that's going to get you to your God assignment. But even that transitional job has been given to you by God. So learn how to rest in it. Learn how to have patience in life. Learn how to be in pursuit, but at the same time, be content. Paul the Apostle said, I have learned to abase and I've learned to abound, but in each stage of my life, I have learned how to be content. Amen? Praise God. One of the things we were talking about this week was how to be patient, how to be content, how to have dreams, how to push forward, but at the same time, let our peace and our rest be in God. Amen? I want us to know that in the middle of our desires, in the middle of our dreams, we need to be content, because here's what happens. We need to sow, but the Bible says that there's a time for sowing and reaping. Amen? And usually we want to sow and have an immediate response. And I tell you, I thank God for miracles. I thank God for things that happen in an instant. But I also want you to know something, that there's seed time and there's harvest. And what that means is that you are going to release your faith. You're going to go and possess something, but also there's time on the journey that it's going to take to fulfill something. Amen? And it might not just happen in a week or a day or even a month. It might take you time, but in the middle of that, make sure that you stay the course. Make sure that you continue to produce, pursue, and make sure that you continue to stay on the path and that you never look back. Don't second guess yourself. When God starts you on your journey of faith and when God's birthing visions and dreams in you, I want you to not give up because difficulty comes, and don't ever look back. Keep your hand on the plow. Keep your faith going forward and just know that this is who you are. Amen? You're not trying on Christianity. You are a brand new creature, and faith, trust in God, prayer, fasting and trusting and living this life holy and living this life without sin and living this life looking forward towards God and on a day-to-day basis, making sure that you're doing your best to live for Him. This is the journey of life. This is who you are, and this is what you're made for. Amen? You are made for this life of faith. You are made to give your life to God and to make room for His direction, His guidance, and His voice, and He is speaking to you. Amen? So I just want to challenge you tonight to make sure that you stay the course and make sure that you know God is with you and to make sure that your life is open to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory, God. Father, we just exalt you. We lift you up and we give you praise, God. Father, I thank you that we are going to stay the course, God. That, Father, we're not going to grow weary in well-doing. But living as Christians is who we are. It's what we've become. It's what we know. And God, it is what we're going to do. Father, we just declare your glory and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have some prayer requests tonight?
We have one prayer request, and that's Candace.
Oh, my goodness.
She's in the hospital. They kept her for another night because her oxygen levels are low.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father God, first of all, we thank you, God, for this surgery and this process, God, that Candace has underwent, God, that it has been successful, that it has accomplished what it was intended to do. And Father, right now, we thank you, God, that quickly you are restoring her oxygen levels, God. Father, her breathing's going to come in line, Father. Strength is coming upon her body, Father. There's a supernatural recovery, God. It's going to be night and day, Father. It's just going to be supernatural, and it's just going to be miraculous, Father, that even right now you have released healing and strength into her, God. Lord, we call it done. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for Selena, God, and for this surgery, Father, that this process, God, your hand would just be upon the surgical team that touches her, Father. And Lord, that you are the true healer in this situation, Father. You're going to bring her through. You're going to touch her. And God, we thank you for the good surgical procedure. And we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Woo! Amy says she was believing God for something. She got a call yesterday that it was granted in her faith.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good.
Amen. And then Jeannie said she did a landscaping job and they paid her triple what she asked them to.
Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. I tell you what, God has been faithful in his provision for his people, and God is good. Amen. I tell you what, I thank God for what God has done in these online services, but I tell you what, I'm excited about this Sunday because we are going to come right into the presence of God. It's going to be great, and we look forward to seeing you then. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.